I thought I was going to be with the youngest person here, but I find out that Deborah is younger than I, so put this a little pressure off me. But this is going to be just a great opportunity just because, I don't know, I love people. I've always been a people person. You can ask my mom and dad, who doesn't speak nearly as much as I do. He's kind of a quiet guy, but I love the interaction. I love to be able to talk to people and get to know people, obviously on a personal level. And that's what I want to talk to you guys a little bit about today. And me being the youngest person, I want to start off with this quote. I love James Bond movies. And if you've seen the most recent Skyfall, he has a conversation with Q. And he says, youth is no guarantee of innovation and age is no guarantee of efficiency. So I know I'm young and it's not like I'm going to, you know, come and change a bunch of things or whatever. But at the same time, we want to unify promotions. We want to unify the people at your stations who've been there for years and ideas and things like that. So to start off, we talking about K-Love, we'll just say K-Who. And like you said, we listened to that Share Media on the way up here. And they were just discussing a lot of different things, but you know, promotions is what I said was told to talk about. And promotions was the word that I've always heard, the word that we've always used. But instead, think of engage. And this is just, and it's amazing how I've just been listening to. I've just been so encouraged by everybody's presentations thus far. And it's just amazing how they have all kind of synced together and just with everything from the very beginning up until this point. And engage has been this word that has been constantly, keeps coming up. But this is just simply the definition. If you Google it, occupy, attract, or involve someone's interest or attention, cause someone to become involved. And that's through promotions. This is what we, you know, want to do. Promotions, you can increase QM, which spreads the gospel, impacting more people for Christ. You do these things means increasing potential donors. You increase potential revenue. You increase the reach of PAR, of our individual radio stations, which will ultimately, going back to our mission and value and our core values of actually championing the body of Christ to spread the gospel and get them involved. And we don't want them to just tune into our radio stations. We don't want to just get their money. Obviously, if we get their money, that's a great way to, you know, secure job, our jobs and things like that. But amen. Today, you know, we have more competition and what's already been talked about. We're all in radio. We know these competitors. It's not just, you know, other radio stations in our markets. It's not just these things. It's Spotify, it's iTunes, it's Pandora. And I do occasionally listen to Spotify because sometimes, I know. I apologize, but after
Deborah, you can't listen to Spotify.
You put that in the handbook. No. But as I looked into Spotify a little bit, as of August of 2012, they had 15 million active viewers, and 4 million actually paid for the premium services. The premium services are about $10 a month, and you can have full range. You can listen to it Spotify. Yeah, you can listen to it as many times as you want. You get better quality music. It's no advertisements. It's just wall-to-wall music. You can have it on your mobile device. It's there. It's present. So that's another thing that we're fighting against. And you know, we say we increased 6% in revenue in 2012. Spotify, they had a growth over that year of 33%. And
so we failed.
No. It's not that we failed. It's just
they did something right.
They're doing something right, but at the same time, this is what we're competing against. We're competing against someone who wants that. But how do we fight that? How do we combat that? Not just with K-Love, but just with Spotify, with iTunes. And we continue on. Promotions gives, helps radio give something other outlets cannot give them. And that is, it's been said many times, is that relationship. You know, just like with Frankie and what he had just said, what we've just talked about so much. And one thing I was actually thinking about was Jerry made a comment about falling asleep at the switch. We can never stop engaging. We can never stop engaging that relationship with with our listeners, making listening personal and intimate. You know, with talent sharing struggles on the air. If you ask someone who isn't a believer what they think about Christians, is a lot of us are fake. A lot of us just aren't real. We do try to put that persona sometimes that we don't really have struggles. We don't have challenges in our life. In reality, our life is just as messed up as a non-believer, to be honest. So when we share those things, it allows them to come in. We can give listeners something to relate to. Pandora does not lose their best friend to drugs or alcohol or have financial problems. Whenever we relate this in our promotions, whenever we engage our listeners, these are things that we can share with them as we not only talk about it, but as we promote and help them and interact with them. Allows them to interact, standing outside, Walmart, collecting diapers, thanking people for making a difference. We do remotes, we do, concert, we do all these different events, and it allows us this opportunity to actually get involved with our listeners. It creates opportunities to get involved, like I was just saying, to build those homes in Haiti, as Eddie mentioned last night, and collect school supplies, blankets for disaster relief. Radio, Joy FM, or Spirit FM, or Walk FM, any of our radio stations are giving people a way to live out their faith, a way that they can interact with not only us, but with their faith and live that out in a real way. Frankie was talking about just the listeners' emotions and their struggles and just what we want to do is ultimately change their lives. And as we do these things are going to increase their awareness of us. They're going to want to tune in. Whenever you can make somebody know that they can be encouraged by listening to one of our stations, they will come back for that. Like we were talking earlier, I mean, their lives are messed up, they're struggling, and they want that ability to find that encouragement, to find that hope in us, in our relationship with them. So we equip them with the gospel. Looking for encouragement, we introduce them to the encourager. Growing the program. You know, the Bibles, the teaching, the songs, the ministries, these are all things that are going to help us to spread the gospel, go make disciples. But as we do these things, it's engaging our listeners all the way. And it's not something that we want to... We promote our radio stations. When we think of that, we're thinking billboards. We're thinking just getting our name out there. But at the same time, we're not engaging the listeners. Nobody is going to see a billboard. Yes, they may tune in, but what makes them tune in and what makes them stay is what they find in the programming and in our relationship with them. And as we promote ourselves through these events or through these avenues, it's giving us an opportunity to obviously change their life, but then to stick around with us. What we're going to be doing is, and this is actually something I'm excited about, is we're going to be unifying ideas, unifying your promotions people at your radio station as a PAR collective outfit. And I was actually talking to Brian whenever he kind of told me about this task or whatever that he wanted me to kind of undertake. That was one of my first responses. That was one of my first questions, that we are this family. We are this PAR collective family. But unless, I think one thing that has kind of unified us is the voice, sharing. If we need somebody to voice a concert spot, voice this or voice, that's been a way that we have been able to kind of unify. But why do we struggle to recreate the wheel and recreate everything fresh and new every year whenever we have
talented minds. We have creative people that know what works for their people that we could implement in our own radio stations. So to be able to, be able to share those ideas across the PAR family of radio stations to do that is something that I'm excited about, because to build those relationships with not only your radio stations, but to be able to do it effectively, to be able to do it right, and instead of struggling and through, I know me and Daniel has been talking about this a lot. Just, we'll plan something, and you can plan something down to the letter, but sometimes your planning was for nothing because it didn't work. And all of you have stories like that. But allowing us to unify says, you know what, I tried that and it didn't quite work, but we tried it again a second time, and this was the missing link. And we can take that missing link and be able to immediately use that and be able to share with that. We're going to do a monthly, I'll be facilitating a monthly conference call with your promotional people, and we're going to be setting those goals. We're going to be setting some measurables, social media activity, events, what kind of remotes are we getting into, donor banquets. This is something that, maybe some of you guys have been involved in. Joy FM has actually done this in the past, this past year, 2012, and had some great response from it. Just, being able to appreciate, to love on our donors specifically, and we have enjoyed that very much. And another thing is, concerts will be there. There's always somebody coming to town. There's always, coming to town to sing, to do a concert, promoters, coming at us and things like that. And one of the interesting things that we heard on the conference call is, yeah, we can talk about the concerts Frankie was saying, concerts and events and contests this and contests that. But one thing that from KTIM, what they would do is whenever they would have, say, a Matthew West come through, they would get him involved in something that they currently do. They do the drive-through difference. They do prayer works. And so what they would do is they would have that artist come in and get involved with their listeners to make that personal connection. And I can't remember if some artist came through and he got on their prayer works, and he specifically, sent some encouragement. He sent some prayers to some of their listeners, and just how much it meant for them to get that. I think it may have been Matt Redman, to get that letter or get that email to be encouraged by Matt Redman. But to use what we're already doing, using those remotes, using our connections with the pregnancy centers or the collection sites to be able to get, some kind of personal living out our faith. Allow our listeners to actively live out their faith. If we promote that, we're promoting something that is not going to leave town the next weekend because there's another concert in town. And those things are always going to change. And I agree totally with what Frankie said. There's a way to promote those. We can do those through promos and things like that. We're going to promote those. Those are going to be inevitable. We're going to do these things. But to do them right, to do them correctly is what the quality of it is where I hope that we're going to grow, that we're going to learn. So again, what works, what doesn't. And as we move forward, to be able to implement these things, to be able to learn again from each other. And one thing I was thinking about individually, I think everybody in this room, individually, our stations are awesome. They're great. They've got good quality. They got good content. But together, this whole thing of excellence. Together we can be excellent. Together we can take it to the next level. And that's what I'm excited to be able to engage, just to be, for ourselves personally, to be engaged with that mindset of excellence. That everything that we do is centered around our core values. The one core value that constantly keeps coming back to my mind is championing the local body. K-Love, they miss that. Because they're so national, they're so big. What are they doing to individually get their listeners involved in their own backyard, in their own communities? And this is an opportunity for us to make lasting relationships through the things that we involve ourselves in. As we engage our listeners, we are engaging them not only with our radio station, but we are engaging them with the gospel, with going out and spreading that, and then at the same time, making a lasting relationship that's going to encourage them to obviously come alongside us. And this excellence, sometimes whenever we do a promotion, whenever we do these things, we're so one-track minded. We're so, we've got to promote our radio station. Instead of, we miss the fact that we are supposed to engage our listeners. When we promote our radio station, we think that we are engaging them. But obviously with the things that Frankie just shared with us, we're in that radio bubble. To even think that would be just a false reality. But as we try to get down on their level, to get outside our little radio bubbles and to engage them with our promotions, with our events, with our remotes, we're going to do these things and not to do them halfway. Again, as Daniel talked about, to have a full calendar is not necessarily the best thing. It's not a telltale sign of success to be, everything to all people. We're not trying to be that. We're trying to be something that is quality, something that is full of excellence and do things correct. So to do something halfway, because we didn't have the time, because we've got so many other things on our plate, to maybe even pull back a little bit and do fewer things, but do them right. Do them effectively. And that's something that I know me and Daniel at Joy FM have struggled with. We have, just at times, well, we've got this event. Well, gosh, we've got another event right behind it. And we're trying to get to this first event. But at the same time, we're halfway already starting to plan the next event. And just to be able to pull back, are these things, are our events, the things that we are trying to engage our listeners with, do they reflect our mission and vision? Are we championing the local body of Christ? Are we just doing another Christmas drive because it's Christmas time and that's just what we do? Is it back to school time and we're collecting pencils and papers because that's what we do? One of the things that we heard on that Share Media podcast was, if you're going to do it, don't do it just because everybody else is doing it. Do it in a way that is going to be different, that is going to bring something new to the table, that's going to change the face or change the way people look at back to school, or a Christmas drive, but ultimately moving forward and then obviously being better than Caleb to make them wish they were us. But I'll be honest, this is uncomfortable for me, all right, Adam, you're gonna be responsible for this. But to be better than Caleb, we have to get outside our comfort zone. So to get to excellence, I love this. I found this and I think I tweeted it probably a few months ago, but I love this. To get to excellence, to get to where the magic happens, you gotta get outside your comfort zone. And that's what a lot of this is gonna be doing for us, to get outside that comfort zone. It's gonna hurt a little bit. It's probably gonna be a little uncomfortable. But at the same time, it's going to be great. And just to close out, whenever I got into radio, I'm not going to lie, I love Joy FM, but Southern Gospel is not where I thought I was going to be. But I love what has come out of that radio station and the ministry that we are involved in. It's great. But whenever I was getting into radio, I saw Caleb. I saw them, and I was like, man, I want to be a part of that. Because they're doing something right. Yeah, they sound pretty good, or whatever, with some of the things they do and the content they have. But at the same time, after being here, after seeing the vision of PAR, and after getting behind Brian Sanders and everything that he talked about this morning, I don't feel that way anymore. Now I want to set a new standard. To set a standard that doesn't even see Caleb on the map, but to set something higher and more. And now I'm excited to see PAR to be more than that, to be a part of making PAR more than that. And there's going to be a lot of things coming in the next year. And I'm excited to be able to talk to your promotions people, to be able to talk to them, set some goals with them, see what works for them in the past, And to be able to have 2013 be an incredible year, and over the next 3.5 years, change the face of PAR.